coming to you from New York City. Bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Hello, 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 hello. Kumusta po kayong lahat? Kumusta ka na, J-Cas?
Ay, nako, ito. Surviving dahil may marami tayong mga nangyayari sa buhay-buhay, di ba?
I know. Don't worry, change is good, right?
Ayan, oo.
Ayan lang, the only constant in this world is change.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure those, whatever hurdles that you're going through with your life right now, don't worry, it's just part of life.
Kasi po, ano, wala kong balak maglipat, kaya ngayon, kailangan maglipat. Ang tanong, wala pang lilipatan. So, di ba?
Meron yan.
Sabi mo, di ba, sabi mo, change is constant. Nothing's gonna change my for you. wag more than 13 seconds kundi may bayad na.
May bayad na. Correct. Ayan. Oh my God. Alam mo, guys, ano na, summer's almost here, right? Like, next week, it will be summer already, but it's still kind of chilly. Right here in New York, New Jersey, medyo malamig eh.
Ay nako, like, ewan ko, nainitan ako dito sa loob ng bahay, no?
Oo, but because I work in Manhattan, so napipil namin yung, ano ba yan? I thought it's still spring, but at least almost close to summer. So of course, guys, sa mga taga-US, especially New York and New Jersey, my God, it's time for your bikini bodies to show. Di ba? My God, ako wala pang hirap. Hirap mapapayat.
And your bikini bottoms.
My bikini bumps.
Yung mga power bottoms dyan. Sean!
Correct! Oh my God.
Go na!
Oo nga pala. Kumusta po kayong lahat? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening po sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa buong Pilipinas, especially po sa aming dearest USA at sa buong mundo. Lalong-lalo na po sa mga TFC subscribers, FYE channel in Kumu, Facebook and YouTube, and of course, sa mga sapasahero ng jeepney sa buong Pilipinas, Jeepney TV. J-Cas, ikaw naman, go!
Yes, good morning po sa lahat mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
Verse! Chika, sobrang, I'm so excited. My God, imagine. Hi, pinagbigyan tayo ni Miss Ruby Ebarra. Wow, another Pinoy pride. Diba?
Yes.
Alam mo, while I was listening to her music, yung mga rap songs niya, grabe, parang, ang hirap naman yung ginagawa niya. But she remind me, parang siyang si Frances Magalona. Diba, Frances Magalona, girl version naman
yeah,
to.
Yeah, isa yung sa mga idols niya eh.
Grabe, no? Isa sa mga idols niya. And, malay mo, bigla siyang maging, malaki si Frances Magalona sa Pilipinas. And dito sa US, she will be bigger and bigger and bigger, no? Excited na. And syempre, maraming salamat, pinaunlakan niya tayo to get to know her better. Ayan.
Mm-hmm.
So ito po, I'm sure, excited na kayong marinig ang buhay-buhay ni Miss Ruby Ebarra. I-intro ko na po, okay? Alright, our guest for this morning, who is loaded with talent and mad skills. She's a Filipino-American rapper, music producer, MC, director, at scientist, J-Cas, and spoken word artist from San Lorenzo, California. She can rap in Tagalog, Waray, and English. Her raps are about her cultural heritage and experiences as an immigrant to the United States from the Philippines. She's also the co-founder of Pinays Rising, a scholarship program for self-identifying Pinays in higher education, arts, and activism. guys, let's get to know and have fun chatting with the ultra-talented Miss Ruby Ibarra!
Woohoo! Hi! Thank you so much for having me. Kumusta?
Kumusta, Ruby?
Kumusta, Dai?
Ruby? Yes, kumusta, Dai? Ruby nga, sige nga, I know, we know that you can speak Waray, right? So, sige nga, greet everyone in Tagalog and in Waray.
What's up to all the kababayans out there? Maraming salamat for tuning in. Mga taga-Tacloban, anhi kita yana, salamat hinduro pag-tune in. Sana maka-perform na liwat ako nga to Tacloban. Gusto ako mag-bisita nga da. Maihan na, next time I go there, idadara ko ta akong banda. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I'm so honored to be here. Shout out to the entire crew.
Wow, galing bang Waray, wow, grabe, no?
Oh, ikaw naman, Jessie, chos.
No, I speak Bisaya. Actually, both of us, Jake has and I speak Bisaya.
Gamay lang, gamatoy.
Gamay. How do you say small in Waray?
Gutiay.
Gutiay. Jake has don't like gutiay.
Di ko gusto lang ang gutiay. Gusto na ako dako.
Dako. What's big in Waray?
It's also dako also dako.
Ah, dako.
Dako. Oh, wow. Gutiay. No, gutiay, Jekas.
That's nice
dako
to know. Waray and Bisaya, yun lang ang word for that.
Yes, word for the day. Anyways,
Ruby nga pala, ang gusto ko rin, curious ako ah. How does the Americans or people here in the US say your name? Is it Ruby Ibarra?
I've heard a lot of variations, and I think, you know, as especially as Filipinos, a lot of us have very Filipino names. A lot of us have the Spanish names, but a lot of us tend to have like the very Filipino names. Yes. And it's always going to translate differently. So I remember growing up actually in school, and I got everything from Ibarra, Ibarra, Ibarra. It's been
Ibarra.
Every variation that you can think of.
I know, but a lot of people probably think like they're mistaken you for like not Filipino, no? Because you have like a Spanish feature, right? Like, what do they usually ask? Like, oh, what's your ethnicity? So what do you usually answer? I mean, do you let them guess?
I always make sure to let people know that I'm Filipino. Of course, I'm very proud to be Pinay.
Yes.
But growing up, I think it was a lot different back then. You know, a lot of people weren't familiar yet with what a Filipino is, especially here dito sa States. And I think as, you know, people become more familiar, especially through the Jabawakis, through the work of Manny Pacquiao, for example, and really bringing,
yes,
you know, Pinoys on the global platform, I think a lot of people now know what a Filipino is. And so I make sure to let them know all the time that, you know, I'm Filipino. And if you don't know, you're gonna know. You're gonna find out.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Sobrang
represent.
Hi, proud Pinoy. Sobra represent, right? Like, ano ba? Dapat ganun ba yon? Anyway,
don't use your fingers. Baka kung anong gang sign pa yung maano ko. Malupas sa
gang
kamay
sign
mo.
Mali. So anyways, sige, before we proceed, of course, we want to know more about you. But syempre, we have to welcome you first. Kailangan mag-toast muna tayo. Yay. Ayan!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are you drinking? Ay, water.
Tubig lang.
Tubig. Baka ako vodka din. Yan, vodka joke.
Ako,
so anyways, ano sa'yo? Ano sa'yo, Jekas?
Langis. Tubig at langis. Ayan, ang iinom ko.
Corny. So anyways, sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming Dearest USA, guys, let's all welcome Miss Ruby Ibarra. Welcome to Over a Glass or Two.
Cheers!
Ayan na, obvious ha, kape yan ha. Tapos isa pa, magbi-picture tayo. Picture taking tayo. Ayan. Okay, go. 1, 2, 3. Ayan. Grabe, Ruby, you look so young. You look, a lot of probably people think like, you're mukha kang ano, like 18?
16.
19? 16? Oh. Right?
Ang bait nyo naman. Salamat.
Yeah. No.
So young.
Yeah, I still get carded. I know here dito sa States, a lot of things you have to be 18 years old for. So sometimes when I go to the grocery store or whatever it is, like I remember buying like a lottery ticket, for example. And when the cashier asked me for my ID, sometimes I think, oh my gosh, I know for sure I'm older than you. Why are you asking me for my ID?
It's
the Filipino genes for sure.
I know, right?
But I wish I still get carded.
I know, right? I get carded, sorry. I know, you know why? Because I'm short. Like, I'm not tall. That's why, you know, like, what about you? How tall are you?
How tall or how short am I?
5'8". Oh my God, up here. Parehas tayo, girl. We're the same. So, but you look taller, di ba? Ayun lang naman yun eh. At least cute naman, di ba? Diba? Short but terrible, right? So, oh, by the way, shout out pala ha kay Mafei. Mafei, what's up, Mafei? Velasco, thank you, Mafei.
Si Mafei, ang ganda na name.
Si Mafei is the manager, the handler of Miss Ruby Ibarra. And of course, Dan Santos of Sendwave, thank you so much. Syempre naman, shout out also for introducing Ruby to us. Ayan, maraming salamat. So anyways, Sir Ruby, ayan, kwentuhan na tayo. So, alam mo, of course, we're a big fan of your, my God, the hip-hop rap music and all, right? So, we want to know first, like, how did you start it? Like, saan nag-start itong rapping of music? And because I know that your family came from the Philippines, like, originally, right? Like, your mom and your dad, right? So, paano nag-start na, you know, they decide to come to the U.S.?
So I think I first got started in music because it was my family. It was them who introduced me to the very first, you know, music videos, the very first musical performances that I saw. So before my family moved from Tacloban to the San Francisco Bay Area, I actually have very slight memories of growing up in Tacloban for the first 4 years of my life. And a lot of that actually included my family watching Eat Bulaga, for example, TV. So I remember, you know, seeing a lot of those segments, and even at the time also seeing Francis M, who was the very first rapper that I ever saw, that I ever heard. And, you know, seeing his performance on television at the time as a little kid, I think, hindi ko na process yung at the time na, yes, you know, this is hip hop, pero alam ko na it was something that I gravitated towards, and I think I could recognize at that young age that this was something different. Parang instrumento yung vocals niya, you know, he used his voice like an instrument, and whether it was the pattern of the words or just the way the words flowed, I knew there was something special and different about it, different from the other OPM music that my mom was listening to. And so by the time my family migrated from Tacloban to the Bay Area, of course, here, dito sa California, hip hop at that time was already such a big thing. You know, yes, you had artists like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Lauryn Hill.
Yes, the OGs. And,
the OGs, yeah, the OGs of hip hop. And I think I was very fortunate that it was during the 90s that, you know, we migrated to America, and this was also during the time of hip hop's golden years. So there was a lot of music all around me, and
the prime years of hip hop. So babalik tayo. So when you're hearing Francis M and his Francis M album, was that also your first cassette na pinabili mo? Kasi that's mine too.
Yeah, did you use the cassette? The cassette.
My mom had a cassette type. Yeah, I remember. Oh. Mga Kababayan was the very first song I heard.
Yes. So it was actually Francis
M's album called Yo that I heard.
Oh my God, I remember, no? Ang galing. But when you were younger, do you sing or do you have a, ano ba? Kasi usually mga Filipino kids, di ba? Whenever, you know how Filipinos are, whenever we have like a gathering, mga fiesta or birthday parties, di ba? They always like, oh, come on, like my kid can sing, my other can do declamation, my other,
apo can... talent show na.
Talent show, right? It's like a competition, right?
Diba,
within
yung
siblings and cousins.
Mga Pinoy na lalaking bata, babaeng bata, lalo na yung mga baklang bata. mahilig mag-belt, mahilig, di ba, kumanta.
Yeah, so, they love singing.
Did you go through that phase when you were younger?
I think alam lang nanay ko na I can't sing at all. Hindi ako nakaka-carry ng tune. So they left that all to my younger sister. My younger sister can actually sing. And, you know, she ended up learning, picking up the guitar and learning how to play that. But for me, parang I felt out of place, you know, growing up, because I knew that I can't sing. no talent in singing whatsoever, off pitch talaga. And then, so that's why with hip hop, when I heard of artists like Francis M and I started reciting it at that young age, I realized myself like, oh, this is something that I love listening to, but this might be also something that I can do myself.
Wow. So, oh my God, I should have done that. Like, I don't know how to sing, but yeah, rapping is like something different, right? Like, yeah, it's actually, JV and I, like direct JV and I, we were like amazed. Well, I was like, wow. Like, even the words of, because you wrote all of it, right? All the rap music that you did. Galing.
So yung bata ka, nirarap mo yun o ginagaya mo yung mga rap songs ni Francis M. So, talaga nasasabayan mo talaga. Or yeah, it took a lot of practice as well. Or it was madali lang sa iyo.
Or it was so easy. Alam mo yun, natural lang yun. Parang innate na sa iyo na I can rap.
I would say probably it felt natural. One of my fond memories is like, because of the, for people who don't know, cassette tapes, it's like these things with the
you can just like, yeah.
The young generation of it watching right now, sa kanila, they're probably thinking, ano yung cassette tape?
What's a cassette?
Yes.
CDs, a lot of them don't even know what CDs are anymore.
Good call,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay,
so I would
okay.
listen to that over and over again and then rewind it to the very beginning. So like from morning to night, that, with headphones on, that's what all I would listen to. And it got to a point where I actually started memorizing his songs and I would rap along, just like JK said.
Wow. So when you were, how old were you when you did that?
I was 5 or 6 years old, yeah.
Oh my God. So while doing that, did you ever think like maybe someday I can be, you know, a big artist? Did you ever like had that dream growing up?
I don't think I ever had that dream because here in the States, I don't think it was until recently that we see a lot of, you know, Filipino American artists, that we see ourselves on TV or we're starting to now hear ourselves on radio. And so for that to not be present or visible, I think as a little kid, I never thought to myself too that was even possible. That was kind of in the realm of you know, maybe that's not something for me. And so it was always kind of just a hobby, and I regarded myself more as a music fan instead of dreaming to be an artist. I think I naturally just grew into it because the more I listened, the more that it inspired me to start writing poetry and start writing on my own music.
Oh, so when did you start writing? So you started writing poetry first?
I started writing poetry first. That was maybe when I was in middle school, grade six.
Oh, wow. Galing, ah. Wow. Chika, so, meron pag-asa ka pa, oh.
Ano yan,
what,
ano?
20-something?
Ano yan, Ruby? Meron kang compilation until now? Did you keep it? Like your poems?
I have it somewhere. Medyo embarrassing because at the time, you know, a lot of the early poems are like love poems, mga, yung
yes.
mga early crushes.
Mga so, yes, crushes.
I would probably not want to revisit.
Okay.
You never know.
We have a lot of time, so if you can kindly get it.
I know, please.
We can read it.
And at least read like one of, ano, yung poetry mo when you're
It's
your
like
crush.
A journal entry.
Oh,
it is like a journal
a
entry.
A journal, no? Yeah. So what about like, so growing up, how is it growing up? Because during the 90s though, I mean, racism, I mean, until now it still exists, but it was really like, I don't know, like right now at least everyone are aware that it's a taboo, diba? Yung racism na yan, you cannot, there's certain words that you cannot say, but before it was all open, right? So how was it growing up? Like, did you ever had like that experience that, you know, that the racism, especially in school?
Yeah, a lot of my experiences growing up, even though I grew up in the Bay Area where yes. there's it's multicultural, you know, you yes. have neighborhoods that are from different cultural backgrounds. But I still did experience racism growing up. One example is I would be walking home from school, for example, and, you know, yes. someone would roll down their window and yell out, go back to where you came from. Or if I'm walking with my mom or my dad, you know, they would be mocking our language if they hear my parents, you know, speaking in Tagalog, for example. And a lot of that, I think, was just me learning too as an immigrant of, you know, what does it mean for me to grow up here in this new country, and, you know, finding myself also and finding that bridge between being a Filipino and at the same time growing up American in this new culture and in this new society. And I think a lot of that was a learning experience and still is a journey right now. And I have to, you know, remind myself that in those moments that we're faced with prejudice or racism, that I see it more as a moment of to educate people, you know, to teach people that there is diversity in culture, but there's also beauty in the diversity, and to show people again, I think through my work and through the music that I make of who I am and where I come from, I hope that it'll lead to conversations where, you know, we dismantle racism and we show people who Filipinos are so that people don't have their stereotypes or their prejudice anymore.
Wow, grabe. And the words, Rubia, the way you write every word of your music is really amazing. As in, it resonates to a lot of, not just Filipinos, like, lahat ng, di ba parang, Jekas, pagbabasahin mo yung lyrics, it's like, wow, like every ethnicity can relate.
Okay. Yeah.
So what's usually like your process of creating, let's say a poetry first. So how ano ba? Do you start with the rhythm first, or do you start with the writing the song? So what is your process?
My process, this is going to be, this answer is always going to vary for every song, but I would say that for the most part, I always try to think of the theme first, because that's when I'm inspired to write. If it's something that is calling to me, that I'm really inspired to write about. For example, when I was writing my first album, Circa 91, I knew that there was one song on there that I wanted to talk about, you know, celebrating being Pinay, celebrating being Filipina and being proud of it, and talking about sisterhood and empowering one another. And so once I narrowed it down to that specific theme, it's kind of like the words just flow after there. So for me, the uphill battle is always thinking about the topic. And it needs to be something that compels me to want to write, to feel inspired. And I think for the most part, that's why it's important for artists and creatives to go through those lived experiences. Because if we experience life and we go through struggle, we go through pain, we go through relationships, then we have content to be able to write about.
So usually, pag nagsusulat ka, Ruby, tuloy-tuloy yun. Meron ka bang ano, parang... sobrang bilis mo magsulat, like you finish really one song in like half of the day or like an hour.
5 minutes.
Does that happen? Does that happen?
Does it happen? Does it happen?
Those are the moments where I'm lucky.
Oh, really?
What
wow.
is it?
I find myself lucky whenever I'm able to write a song like in one sitting, because a lot of the songs that I make are actually kind of chunks. Like I'll write one verse or even one line, and then I'll go back to it maybe 3 or 4 months later, and I'll continue writing the rest. But the song "Us" that celebrates, you know, being Pinay and being Filipina was actually I wrote that in one afternoon.
Wow, lahat yun kasi.
Galing.
Number one, congratulations on the song. Kasi nga, diba, it's going to be part of the NBA game soundtrack this September,
yeah, NBA,
right?
2K23, right?
Yes. Tapos, grabe. Ito pa, congratulations because you are also featuring other wonderful Pinay rappers. And oh, also, yes. The video, oh my God, it was so powerful. The message...
Wow.
Nakabarot saya kayo, nakapandango sa ilaw, pero ang mga mug nyo talagang ganun, no? So tell us about yung pagsusulat mo ng Us, 'di ba? Sabi mo ikaw nagsulat lahat noon. So anong naging main inspiration mo sa Us?
So for the song Us, I was actually I heard the instrumental first, and I remember when it first, like, cuz that song is very bass heavy, the boom, and then you hear the and then the melody comes in. And for me, I thought, when I first heard it, I got chills instantly. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, ang hard ng beat na to. Like, it's like super, you know, in your face. It's unforgiving. It's unapologetic. And at that time, I was looking for music, actually, I already came up with a concept for Us, but I didn't have the music yet. I didn't have the instrumental. So when I found that beat from a producer named Infrared from... also part of Beat Rock Music, I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, this is the one. This is the one that has to go for this song. And so the process of that was I was in the studio. I came up with the verses. And Actually, as I was writing the lyrics, I was already thinking about the music video. So like, as you mentioned, J-Kaz, when I talk about Pandango sa Ilaw, look at my ate, she moves so cold. Pandango sa Ilaw, she dripping in gold. And so when I was thinking about the music video, knowing that I wanted to have dancers that were showcasing like Pandango sa Ilaw, and knowing that, you know, that those are the kinds of the cultural dances that we have that really have the women in the front. That's why I decided to write about it, because I already knew, thinking about in the future, like for the visuals, that the music video definitely has that, so, or needs to have that. So I already included that in the lyrics. So I was thinking of the music video and thinking about writing the song at the same time.
Grabe,
were genius. You the one who, ang galing, genius nga. Were you the one who directed it? Or
I was also the one who.
Oh, wala na, hands. Mic drop, literally.
Wow. Mic drop, sorry.
Ikaw na lahat.
Nasa na ang lahat. Oh my, I'm sure your parents are so proud of you.
I hope so. I mean, you know, for us, especially young Filipino kids, I think that's one of the things that's our goal, you know, to make sure that we're making our parents proud, especially knowing the sacrifices that they made for those of us who migrated, you know, from the Philippines, migrated to whether it's in the US or say UK or so Australia, you know, wherever it is that we travel from or travel to, I think we recognize when we become adults of the sacrifices that our parents had to make, leaving everything behind, and, you know, understanding that a lot of the sacrifices that our parents did was so that we could have a better future. And so for me, you know, that's always in the back of my head, and making sure that whatever it is that I accomplish, that I make sure that, you know, my mom is there to be able to celebrate that with me, because I definitely would not only be not the artist that I am today, but I wouldn't be the person that I am today if it wasn't for my mom.
Ang galing. Alam mo, kaya ako sobrang bilib sa'yo, you know why, Ruby? It's because there's a lot of Filipinos that they're not proud to be Filipino. It's sad. I'm smiling right now because I'm always smiling, but it's true. Mm-hmm. It's really sad. Like, they're not really proud to be Filipino. Sometimes, like, I don't know, like, they, whenever there's even an event, they're not even, like, they don't want to join because they think, like, ay, I'm baduy, ano ba yung mga Filipino. But ikaw, the fact that you came here when you were, like, 4 or 5, and growing up, like, you're so proud to be Filipino. And you even wrote all these songs for all Filipinos. Grabe. So, paano ka? Like, how is it? Like, sa bahay nyo, like, do you guys, do you cook? Does your mom always cook Filipino food? Do you cook? Do you eat Filipino food?
Up until I started college, every day of my life, we eat rice. Palaging may kanin.
Bakit ang payat mo?
So, we definitely grew up in a very Filipino cultural household. Okay. You know, whether that meant, going to church. I went to Sunday school when I was a little kid, going to church on Sundays, celebrating all of, you know, the events, and also being in community with other Filipinos. I think one thing that I'm very happy about with my upbringing is my parents made sure that we never forgot where we came from. And I think that for the younger generation, a lot of the disconnect sometimes it comes down to like the culture that you have at home. But at the same time, I think that it's also a product of, you know, our history being colonized, a lot of the erasure of us feeling ashamed because of colonization. I know for me growing up, I wasn't always proud to be Filipina. There were moments growing up where, you know, I wish I had a taller nose, or I wish I had whiter skin, because these are kind of the things that were taught, you know, through colonization. And that's why through my music, I want to make sure that with what I'm talking about, that it helps start the conversations around those things, so that hopefully the next generation never have to feel like they're ashamed of who they are or where they come from. Because I think that growing up here in the States and being so far from Filipinas, it's easy to forget. Of course, it's easy to forget who we are, but if we keep that as part of our daily practice, as part of our daily lives, and making sure that we celebrate that we keep those traditions alive here, that I think it makes us feel closer to home.
So, you know, Ruby ba, did you grow up in there in predominantly mga puti yung mga kaklase mo? Kaya minsan, bakit ba itsura ko? And then on top of that, were you bullied ba when you were growing up sa school?
I wouldn't say that I was always bullied, but there were definitely moments where I, you know, I questioned my identity because of what a classmate said to me. One example is, I remember when I was in the third grade, one of my classmates, she asked me, "Why is your nose flat?" And then I remember going like this and thinking to myself, I hadn't realized it until that moment when she asked me, and I looked at her nose, and you know, yung mga puti, usually they're the bridge on their nose.
Defined, yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, like mataas,
and
yes.
And it's defined. And I remember going home, actually from that school day, and I looked at myself in the mirror when I got home, and I kept pressing my nose, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that my nose is different from a lot of my classmates, especially my white classmates. And so later that night, I remember asking my mom, how come I have a flat nose? And she started, you know, we had started having this conversation about, you know, that is part of my Filipino identity and, you know, part of my appearance also as being phenotypically, you know, Filipina. And at the end of the conversation, one thing that, you know, I'll always remember is my mom told me, yeah, you have a flat nose, but you have a beautiful nose. And, you know, whether you're in a room full of other people that have a nose that looks different from you or whatever other feature it might be, where you might be the only one that's different, always remember to carry that with pride because that is what makes you unique.
Yes.
Exactly. Grabe, and right now, no? Sa totoo lang, nabibili na ang ano, pointy nose, right?
You can just use like the makeup, like the contour. There's ways you can, to
contour it.
Ako personally, what I don't have against that, kunyari, babaguhin yung appearance mo as you have the money and if that's what you want. Pero minsan sa salamin din, sabi ko, habang hindi pa nangyayari yon, yes, J-Cass, your big nose matches your big face. It's okay.
You're a big heart.
You have a big heart.
My big stomach, yes. And my big heart.
And a big heart. So it matches everything. So lahat pantay big. Siya. Ayan. Pantay siya. Oh, wait.
Dako. Dako, yes. Dako. Balik tayo sa dako.
Dako, yes. Hindi kasi, yeah, I'll be honest. Yeah, I know, you know, kasi ako naman, I have a lighter skin. But growing up, I feel so bad for those people. Like, ako naman, I really want to have like a darker skin because I feel like it's more sexier if you have like an olive skin. But I don't know, like a lot of Filipinos, not just Filipinos actually, typically Asians, they always think that fair is more beautiful. But you know what? In the U.S., I don't think like that's, it doesn't matter anymore what the color of your skin, yeah. Right? I think the more fair your color is, the more like they envy you. Like, oh, where, some of my friends, they always ask like, oh, where did Jessie? Can you ask where she got her? Which salon did she go for the spray tan? I'm like, no, that's her rear color. Really? Right? Like, but in the Philippines, they you know, they want, they always have like this mga tablets, right? The tablets that, or the injections, the gluta that to make your skin lighter and more desai, right? But Ruby, don't worry, you're beautiful. And guess what? The jawline, girl. I mean the. Look at that. Like, you have a very defined jaw. Everyone wants that.
And the
right?
Talent.
And the beautiful. Yeah, yung jaw dito, ang ganda-ganda. I was looking at your jaw. I was like,
oh my
wow.
God. Very you know, defined. Girls, yes? I used to have that. I'm still looking for it. It's underneath here.
He's still trying to like, where the heck is it? I think like it's hiding somewhere. Oh my God. So wait, what about Ruby? Like, what about, did you ever try to write a rap music about, you know, Filipino or Filipino words or waray words.
Diretsong Tagalog or waray.
Diretsong Tagalog
like
or waray.
The full song all in
yeah,
one.
Yeah, full.
Is waray or Tagalog?
Hindi pa like full song. That would be a big challenge for me. So far, I've done, I think, like one verse or a couple lines here and there.
Or the hook,
I would
diba?
Love to make a song like that in the future. Absolutely. I love how Tagalog and Waray and Cebuhanon, Bisaya all sound. I mean, all of our languages, you know, in the Philippines, I love how it sounds in hip hop. And I think what's so great, especially using Waray, for example, is it's so rhythmic. It's a lot of syllables. A lot of, even Tagalog, a lot of our words have a lot of syllables. So when you accompany that with like rap music, it sounds very cool.
I cannot wait.
Or
no?
Kaya ano, diba yung...
One of these days, oh, abangan namin yan.
Yung ano, yung waray-waray, di ka tatakas. Ano ba, kung tama ba yun? Diba, pwede mo gawing hook yun sa rap mo. Diba?
Diba? O nga,
pero
no?
Parang... Sana hindi siya mahal. Yung sample. Yun lang. Diba?
Okay, Ruby, so I'm dying to know, like, how did you became so famous? Like, how did it started? Like, I know that we read it from an article that you submitted a demo. So, kwento nga, tell us about that journey.
Paano na notice si Ruby?
Yes, how did everyone notice you? Na yung talent mo galing-galing.
I'm wondering that to myself. Bakit why? No,
yes.
For me, I think it's been a lot. As any artist, I think, you know, there's a lot of steps, you know, in this journey. It's not just going to be one easy road to take. I know, especially for me in my career so far, there's been moments where it's like building up and then it plateaus or it even starts to go down. And I think what I always have to remind myself is that it's not going to be an easy journey. And I think as a creative, especially as an artist, to remind myself, you know, why I do this in the first place. And that's because I love music. I love what I do. I love being able to collaborate with other artists. I love being able to tell not only my story, but to tell my parents' stories who don't have the same platform as me. And I think for me, staying authentic to that, staying true to who I am and never changing, you know, or trying to appeal and trying to be different other than myself, I think is what's helped my career ultimately, because I think people will always recognize when something is authentic versus something that is fake or something that isn't honest to who they are.
Manufactured, diba?
Yeah, when something is manufactured, people can identify that right away. And I think, you know, authenticity is definitely key, because that is when you're authentic to your story and you share fully who you are, that's when people are able to relate to you. And I think that's something that I've always had to kind of remind myself too, is that I have to just, you know, stay focused in my path. And as long as I'm true to myself and I'm happy with what I do and I'm proud of who I am and the music that I make, everything else is kind of just a cherry on top, whether that's a listener or a fan. That will always follow as long as I'm authentically me.
Ang galing. So how did you start it? Like, did you submit the demo?
A lot of I think started off with YouTube. So I started recording myself early on, whether it was just, you know, an old webcam and and then doing my music live in my home studio and then putting that on YouTube. 10 years ago, I had no idea if there was even going to be anyone that will listen to my music. I think back then, the views probably was just me and ang nanay ko.
How old were you during that time?
That was, I first started posting stuff online when I was in high school.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I was still, you know, very young. And earlier on in my career, I didn't even think that this could possibly be a career. It was more so a hobby. And so kind of, you know, the fans and followers were kind of the last thing on my mind and not something that was necessarily the goal. But it was more so to how do I become a better artist? How do I keep practicing? And so I would constantly upload my videos on YouTube, upload my music online. And one day I got on blogs, you know, whether that was World Star Hip Hop or I got a feature on XXL magazine. And when I started getting featured on blogs, that's, I think, when I started accumulating a following online, to the point where finally, I think my biggest break my first biggest break was when I got invited to do a commercial with MasterCard. And this was during the Super Bowl and the Grammys. So I got on a national TV commercial that would play constantly here dito sa States. And I also got on my first billboard in New York City. This was in 2019.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh wow.
A commercial with MasterCard? Anong concept? Were you rapping?
Yeah, I was rapping and I got to rap in the commercial. I got to write my own lyrics. And then that was definitely one of those moments where I got I got chills and I thought to myself, wow, like, maybe this is something that I can do professionally and this is something that I can commit to and, you know, it is become a sustainable job for myself. Because like I said, growing up, if we don't see examples of ourselves, we never really think that, you know, they could be possible. So that to me, I think, was like kind of the first affirmation or first sign, you know, that maybe this is something that I should be doing.
And Ruby pala, kasi diba mostly, may mga rappers, iniiba nila yung name nila. Was there an attempt by anyone or by yourself to like, call you the like, pine-sized dynamite or something. Ano pa? I
like that one. I wish I thought of the pine-sized.
Oh, right?
Pine-sized dynamite.
Medyo catchy yun. I remember opening up a dictionary and I flipped through all the pages. Lahat ng words, I would write it down. Maybe this could work. Parang, for me, nothing stuck. Nothing felt like it really represented who I am. Yes. And I think it got to the point where I thought, my name actually is Ruby Ibarra. That's my full, you know, my birth name.
Your government name.
The government name. The name that's on my ID.
The birth certificate, yes.
And so for me, I think ultimately that was the right choice because my music so far that I've made are based on true events, are based on my life experiences. And so if I'm going to, you know, introduce myself to the world of who I am and what my music is about, I think my actual name is a clear representation of that. And that also reminds me of artists like, again, Francis Magalona, who used yes. his own name. And I think that was transparent to who he was too, like, mm-hmm. because his music represented who he was and what he stood for. I think that's probably why he decided to keep probably his name also in his artistry.
Which is good, no? At least now everyone knows who's Ruby Ibarra instead of like Dynamite Ibarra or something like that. You'd be like, who's that?
Oh, idol mo din ba si, ano, si Eminem?
Ano yun?
Is Eminem. Idol mo rin si Eminem?
Oh, yes. I grew up listening to a lot of Eminem.
You know why? Because listening to your song, when you're rapping like full speed, it reminds me of him. Now, my question is, sino mas mabilis sa inyong dalawa mag-rap?
Oh, siya talaga.
Siya talaga.
Walang competition.
Walang competition. But what about, did you ever wrote a music about love life naman? About your love life? Because you mentioned, di ba, most of the songs that you wrote are about, you know, your personal experiences. What about the love life naman? Did you ever had or... Or you want to keep it? Or ano meron? Meron sa baol?
I think maybe on a future project. Yeah, on my next album, I'll definitely there's gonna be a love song on there.
Yes,
because I think that especially you know, speaking to our audiences today, a lot of the Filipinos who are tuned in right now, lahat tayo ng Pilipino. We love so big, with whether that's in our relationships within our family exactly. or romantic relationships. I think we're the type of people na buo talaga, when you know, pag nagmamahal yes. tayo, we give our all.
Bigay todo, bigay lahat, todo. Bigay lahat ng bank account. Ay. Yung mga juding pala yun, mga yun iba.
Yung mga alam, ibang mamahal lang, hindi bank account.
Hindi bank account. Yes. Oh my God. So wait, so speaking of, like, of course, we talk about the love life na, no? So who's your, ano? Sino, ang matagalog na magandang Tagalog? Sino ang nagpapatibok ng puso? Ay! Ni Miss Ruby Ibarra. Yan. So, I mean, and, oh my God. Ay! I mean, when did you get married, right? Like, when did you get married?
So I got married September 2021. I ended up getting married to my first boyfriend, who I met at when I was going to school at UC Davis for college. So we met when we were just college students, and we've been in a relationship, you know, since then. And we finally tied the knot a year and a half ago now. It's been almost 2 years.
Wait, hold on. Your first boyfriend,
and
you ended up marrying your first boyfriend?
I ended up marrying my first wow. love.
Oh my God!
Ano siya? Pinoy din
Girl!
Ba siya?
Pinoy siya.
Wow.
But when we met in school, I was a rapper and a poet, and he was a sumasayaw siya. He was part of the breakdance group on campus. So we would always see each other at events. And so masaya yun, you know, he would perform with his group, then I would perform with my poetry group, and that's how we actually first got introduced to each other, because we kept running into each other at the same events.
Wow, literally love and hip hop, Pinoy version,
Pinoy version,
Pinoy edition,
Pinoy edition. But wait, oh my God! So how long have you been like together, like dating muna? So how long?
You 10 dated years, first yeah.
for 10
years, yeah.
My God, that is amazing. Like, my jaw just dropped.
I'm so grateful because as an artist, especially, you know, pursuing this full time and making a career out of this and doing a tour, being out on the road, collaborating with so many different people. Sometimes there's been moments where I'm not home every weekend of the month because I'm in different states, I'm performing. And I think it was really important for me to have a partner that supported me. I think, you know, that's important as an artist to be in a relationship with someone that understands the work that I do, but also to be there to lift me up and to celebrate me and to make sure that, you know, I'm doing what I love. And I'm so grateful that I have a partner that that loves what I do and also helps me and supports me in more ways than one.
Wow, sana all.
No, seriously. I mean, it's wow. I barely know people that, you know, like they married and their first love, and then because usually after 10 years, you know, that they say like the love dies down a little bit, and then but it's up to you how you will rekindle the relationship, right? To spice things up. So sa inyo, say, what's your secret aside from, you know, being supportive with each other? Anong secret pa?
Food. Food is our love language.
Bonding.
I was about to ask, what's your love language? Also, food.
Oh, pinagluluto mo siya o siya nagluluto sa'yo?
Both ways. Sometimes ako nagluluto and siya nagwawash ng dishes, and then we like to switch it around. And then when he cooks, then I'll wash the dishes. And I think it's having that open communication, and it's a give and take, and also nurturing. I'd like to think of relationships just like as plants. You know, if you don't water it, of course it's going to eventually die, and it's going to lose its beauty. It's going to lose its stem and its roots. But it takes work with any relationship. I think that it's a give and take, but on both sides, you need to put in the work to make it happen.
What about any plans of having kids
in the future? I think my first immediate kid right now is yung follow up album ko muna, ang first child, ang second, our child ko muna.
Oh wow! Which is wait, what's your album right now? Your next album?
Yeah, I'm planning to release my second album later this year. Yeah, the
following. Wow, that's the baby. We're excited.
My God, imagine mo ha, pag nagka-baby kayo, that baby is gonna be so talented. Probably instead of like crying, the baby's like started rapping.
Ruby, marami na rin tayong mga women rappers now, di ba, dito sa States. Sino yung mga idols mo?
There's a lot. I would say early on, a lot of my idols were people like Lauryn Hill, of course.
Oh, wow.
Yung ultimate idol ko. I love her album, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Galing niya kumanta, galing niya mag-rap, galing niya mag-perform. Mm-hmm. And to me, she just symbolizes and also served as a soundtrack. I remember growing up as a teenager, listening to her music, and every word that she would sing or that she would rap, feel ko talaga. And I would think like, oh my gosh, like how does she know how I feel? How does she know my emotions and my experiences? Oh, wow. And in addition to her, I also listened to a lot of Missy Elliott, Lil' Kim,
yes,
and eventually Nicki Minaj. And I think right now, hip hop is so much fun because there's so many amazing, talented, you know, women in hip hop right now. I think finally people are realizing that there's more than enough room for more than one woman at the same time to be
exactly
in
this space.
And but how about see Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi
B. Oh, I love Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B.
And you know,
whenever I want to dance, I definitely am listening to their music.
Di ba meron ngayon yung Half Pinay?
Sweetie.
Oh, yeah. Ayun.
Yes. Oh, diba? Yeah. Oh, galing din yun.
They're ang part ng image nila, aside from being good rappers, is that they're ultra sexy and they're selling sex. Will you, as I know you're representative ng Pinay, di ba, Pinay,
yes,
Power, would you ever go that route somehow? Because sometimes you need to reinvent or whatnot.
Want to show like,
yes,
like
a little bit of skin.
The puso, diba? The flesh and all.
Kailangan ko muna mag-exercise.
I know, right? Parang hirap, no? Pero wait, so piggybacking from JK's question. So, okay, so what do you think, like, kasi nga, there's so many women hip-hop artists, right? So many, especially mga Filipinos, right? There's up and coming. So, and there's even, like, actually, you're the only person that I know in a Filipino. I mean, there's some, but you're like the most popular. So what do you think you have that those people, those women doesn't have? Like, bakit tingin mo napansin ka?
I think, to be honest with you, I feel like I'm so fortunate that I've gotten the opportunities that I've had now. And I think the only difference is their moment, their shine hasn't happened yet, but it's definitely coming. And because when I think about especially the Filipinas that are in hip hop right now, and shout out to Rocky Rivera, shout out to Classy, and even the Philippines, shout out to MC Fatima, shout out to Alex Bruce. You know, there's so many really, really, really talented Filipina hip hop artists. And I think it's going to come in waves, and that hopefully with my success, that's also their success. And it's also, you know, of course, the other way around. The more successful they are, the more success that it is for me, because the more that I'll have the chance to be acknowledged and recognized. And so I like to think that through collaboration, and also through the platforms that I'm on, that I see it within the next 3 to 5 years that there's definitely going to be more Filipinas on the map. And I hope and I pray for that.
Actually, anyway, you're the one who's like paving the way for everyone. Diba? Parang just like Jokoy, right? Because Jokoy, like, diba, there's very few Filipino comedian, but because of him, like, the other Filipino comedians are getting noticed too. So ikaw ang nag-start. Ikaw ang original girl. And thank you for that.
Ikaw ang headline.
Diba?
Ikaw ang Beyonce. Chos.
Beyonce, right?
Ito pa. Teka, Ruby. Okay. Alam namin magaling ka mag-rap. Ito lang ba ginagawa mo sa buhay mo? May day job ka bang iba?
Oh, wait. Ano pa yan? Scientist, di ba?
Ayun nga.
Kwento nga yun.
Totoo ba yan? Scientist?
Scientist, yes. And she was the one, you were the one who helped, if I know this, clarify mo. You were the one who helped, wrote the formula for the COVID-19, right? For the vaccines?
Yeah, so...
Oh my God.
Yes.
2 years ago, actually, I was still working a full-time job. You know, while I was doing my music career, up until 2 years ago, I was actually a scientist. I worked at a biotech company, because when I was in college, when I met my now husband, at the time, yung estudyante pa lang ako, I majored in biochemistry. So actually, when I was younger, akala ko magiging doctor ako. That was kind of the plan, to become a pediatrician. That was my goal ever since I was like grade 6. I thought I was going to become a doctor. But I ended up shifting, you know, my career choice, and I wanted to pursue the arts more. And I ended up majoring in biochemistry. And then after college, I got a job as a scientist at a biotech company. So when the pandemic hit, my company was one of those companies that helped work towards the vaccine.
Grabe, no?
I am tongue-tied. I don't have anything to say.
Talented. Amazing. I was like shocked. I was, what? She did what? Oh, wow.
Thank you for your contribution at buhay pa tayong lahat.
Exactly.
First and foremost.
So, kwento, how was that journey? Like, you know, like, were you part of that team? Were you on the research and development? Kwento nga.
Yes, and big shout out and much love to all of our frontline workers there who continue to be frontline workers today.
Yes.
Because like I said, that's one of the reasons why we're able to... be back now with live events and to do in person and, you know, continue living life. So when I was still working at my company, I was part of the quality control department. And I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, actually, so what I would do as a scientist, as my role at my company is I would do DNA testing. So that's what I would do on a day-to-day basis, is I would test on DNA samples. And I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, we had one shipment that came in, and it was like COVID-19, like in a vial. And at that time, because a lot of us didn't know what COVID-19 yet, natakot talaga ako sa lab. And, you know, these were times where I would make sure that I have all the proper protective equipment, the PPE. So gloves, mask, lab coat, the full gear. And I would go home, and I remember I would make sure that I remove everything, and I would make sure to sanitize myself because it was definitely a scary times. And I ended up working overtime actually during that time. So music kind of took the backseat while I was focused on that job in 2020. But I'm very lucky that I got to a point now where, again, I'm able to sustain myself through music and I can be a full-time artist because doing both at the same time definitely is a challenge. Exactly. I know for a lot of us who are in the arts and entertainment, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of artists actually do also have multiple jobs or other jobs that, you know, other responsibilities. So having multiple jobs or responsibilities is it's a constant balancing act. So I remember, you know, during those times, it was definitely figuring out my schedule and learning how to prioritize things.
Grabe, ang kakaiba siya, no?
Pero we're happy that you're pursuing na your musician side of yourself. Pero talagang nakanga ako ngayon kasi, girl, you're using both sides of your brain, the left and the
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
That's true. That's
ako nga parang barely.
Creative.
Exactly. I mean, that's talaga, pag when you say like Pinoy pride, you're really like an epitome of a Pinoy pride because imagine your contribution to the science when it comes to, you know, like the COVID vaccination. And then at the same time, yung Filipino hip hop mo na everyone are you're so proud of your heritage. So dalawa na talaga parang
at saka diba?
Wow,
wala masyadong hip hop women.
Met you, girl.
Women
oh, yeah.
rappers.
Thank you. Salamat.
I know.
At saka meron pa.
Namin, ha?
Meron pa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Actress din itong kausap natin.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Feeling actress.
Kwento mo nga yung nag-guest ka sa Blind Spotting.
Yes, that was such an incredible opportunity. So recently on this show on Stars called Blind Spotting on their season 2, I got to be a featured actor on there. And it was an amazing episode because I got to be on there with other Phil-Am talent like Pilo and Dante Bosco, who people are familiar with as Rufio. So just being in a room in a cast like that and, you know, in a Hollywood production to me was definitely such a wonderful experience. And I learned a lot, you know, being on set. But I think it's also a confirmation of the fact that we're seeing more Phil-Am, not just Phil-Am, but Filipino talent on the global stage. And I'm definitely very excited for that. I want to see more Filipino movies. I want to see more Filipino actors in Hollywood. Yes. And I think we're in a really good time right now.
Definitely represent, right? So wait, do you want to pursue acting?
I would love to. I think that's another way to express myself and another way to tell a story. So other than, you know, in addition to music, I actually grew up watching a lot of movies and especially early on when I first moved to the States from Pinas.
Yes.
I think one of the reasons why I was able to learn English as a little kid was we would watch Hollywood movies over and over again. I remember at the time, yung mga favorite actors ng nanay ko, yung mga Kevin Costner, yung movie The Bodyguard.
Yes.
We would watch that over and over again. And, you know, that was one of the reasons why I learned or I picked up how to speak English, even though, you know, we had just moved from the Philippines. And so to be able to express myself in a different medium like that in acting, I would love that opportunity for sure.
I can't imagine. What do you usually do during your spare time? Or you're always busy?
Ano yung spare time?
I was like,
feeling ko, ano
what do you usually do?
Kahit natutulog ka, nag-rap ka pa din eh.
Nag-iisip ka, ano kaya yung next week? So what do you usually do?
What I love to, well, I guess a good example is when it was the pandemic and there were no live shows, there were no events.
Exactly.
So I was at home and I got to spend more time with my family. A lot of the things that we ended up doing at home was, again, kumakain kami, food. Not food is not only a love language, but also a hobby of mine. I love discovering new places with really good food or okay. discovering new recipes. Minsan, nasa social media ko, and I love learning new recipes, especially when it comes to Filipino dishes. I'm grateful now that my mom, I live with my mom again, but before that, I would call my mom, yung nakatira pa siya sa Pilipinas, I would call her and I ask her, Mom, how do you make adobo? And then I would write down like the recipe and,
oh.
and sometimes like I would have, like we would FaceTime each other and I would show her and then I would let her know like, does this look right? And then the thing is with Filipino moms is they never give you a measurement. It's always...
Oh, yes.
So it's like, tikim, tikim, tikim.
Tikim, tikim, wala eh.
And I would say, I don't know. I don't think this is right.
So, is it safe to say na adobo ang number one recipe mo at saka pinakamagaling kang lutuin?
Actually, my secret dish that I love to make, like if I had friends over and I wanted to impress them, it would actually be salmon sinigang. I'm really proud of my salmon sinigang.
Mahipon
din. I also put shrimp in my sinigang. So it's a seafood sinigang.
Di ba yan yung ulo ng salmon ginagamit mo? Di ba ang sarap nun?
And salmon belly too. You need the fat from the fish.
Oh my God. So you made me hungry right now.
Okay, so...
that's my go-to dish. But my favorite Filipino food of all time is pork sisig, yung my egg, fried egg.
Yes.
And then you pop the yolk. And then you let the yolk run through the sisig.
Yes.
And then you put garlic rice with it too. And you mix it all together.
Oh my God.
Okay, so
baka after nito I wanna eat.
So ngayon wala ka ng choice kasi new friend ka na namin, so
okay, we're gonna eat together.
Pagpupuntahan ka namin dyan,
or you come to New York,
you have to impress us.
Yes.
Pressure.
Oh, pressure.
Tayo.
Oh yes. Oh yeah, I love to cook. Jekas, do you cook ba?
How about you
once in a while?
Minsan lang, no? Pero pag minsan nagluluto ako, magaling ako, pero you know. Kasi pag magluluto ka, di ba? Kasi ano yung isipin, maghuhugas ka.
Itamad maghuhugas. Ako, I love cooking too. Like, but since, you know, like, it's hard kasi I have to work. Tapos when we come home. But most of the time, if I cook, like, usually during the weekend, yeah, I love to cook sisig, yung mga ganyan, mga chicken curry, adobo. What else do I love to cook? B, tinola, yung mga ganun.
Oh, I love tinola,
oh my
yeah.
God, ang sarap. Oh, tapos kare-kare. I know how to cook kare-kare. Usually, basta different, alam tayo, yung mga Filipino naman eh. I feel like Filipinos has the best, syempre, biased ako, no? Taste buds. Our taste palate is really amazing. That's why our food is really, pag nagluluto tayo, parang, we can improvise, no? Kahit walang measurement eh. We just be like, pwede na to, ang sarap. And then we let other people try. They be like, ay, ang sarap. Lalo na yung mga... A Shanghai? You know the small Shanghai? Oh, God.
The lumpia, di ba?
may question pa ako. Kasi sobrang kang talented, no? So, is there any talent that you wanna tell us that nobody knows? Secret, ha? Meron pa ba? Ano pa
alam
ba
mo,
ang talent
parang
mo?
Parang meron akong, may alam ako, dahil ang bilis ng dila mo, Ruby.
Ano?
Feeling ko na natatali mo yung cherry, yung stem niya sa loob ng bibig mo. Tama ba ako?
Nagaganon.
Hindi ko pa na-try yun.
Yeah.
Parang so, challenge. That should be a challenge.
Diba? Parang, paano magagawin yun?
Pero meron nga. Meron ka bang mga hidden talents pa na gusto mo i-reveal dito sa OGAT first time?
Yes.
Nagpa-piano ako sa paa. Like, I know how to play Mozart with my toes.
Oh,
I'm just joke lang.
Oh my God! No way.
Yung pagkasabi mo, you know what movie? Yung ano, yung hotdog fingers, yung...
Oh, yeah, oh, yung Everything Everywhere All.
Yeah. Sabi ko.
Oh, my
kaya,
God.
Kaya hindi ako nag-react, sabi ko, nag-joke ba to?
joke to, no? Oh, wait, but some people
you
can
know
do
what?
It, right?
I will not be surprised if that was real, though.
Exactly. Because you can do everything. Lahat, pwede mo nang gawin. Yes, meron ka bang ibang, ano? Or lahat na, you've showcased your talent to everyone already.
I think I've showcased it, like, for the most part, but I'm always, I think because I grew up, like ever since I was a little kid, I've always been curious. Like if I'm interested in something, parang go lang, you know, like I want to try that or I want to try this. And of course, you know, my mom was very supportive. So for example, when I was in the fifth grade and I wanted to play violin instantly, like in school, I started taking violin lessons or I became interested in playing piano. My mom bought me a keyboard right away. So I think having, you know, that support again of wanting to explore those talents and those interests from my parents was very, very helpful. But now I would say I have yet to discover more, but I'll keep you all updated. If
Yes. Baka magawa mo na yung si Mozart, di ba? You play piano.
And of course, Ruby, you mentioned your upcoming album that you're gonna release it. Huh? Ano nga abangan namin?
Yes, baka naman pwedeng a little bit of, you know, like...
I wish that I had a sample for today, but I think what the people can expect is the next project is going to have a lot of live instrumentation. So the people that come out to my performances, for the last 3 years, I've been performing with a live band. So there's going to be a lot of elements of jazz, of, you know, funk, of rock, even in the next album. So I'm excited to share it. I think this is going to be a step up, you know, a development from my last record, and hopefully the people will see my growth, not only as an artist, but as a person, you know, with the things that I'm going to be talking about. And like we mentioned earlier, abangan nyo yung love song, yung love song ko.
Oh my God. And please let us know, ha, so we can help you promote it.
Yes.
Definitely. We will help namin. You know, like, post namin yan, and we'll tell everyone, share it to for sa lahat ng mga nanuno. Hindi lang mga Filipinos, no? Because you have a lot of non-Filipino fans too. Grabe, ang galing. My God. Pasensya na, 1 hour na pala, Ruby. Teka, Ruby, may question lang ako, curious lang ako. So, ano, I'm just curious, like, who is the real Ruby Ibarra when the camera is off?
The real Ruby Ibarra is someone who's still trying to figure herself out. I think, you know, with the people who watch my music videos, us, for example, you know, in a lot of these raps, it sometimes makes it look like I'm 100% always confident, that I know that I'm 100% sure of myself. But I think that especially being Filipina, being a woman, of course, I'm going to have those moments of vulnerability where I doubt myself. You know, sometimes I'm still unsure of myself, or I question if I'm capable of doing, you know, certain opportunities. And I think that that might be something that people don't recognize that listen to my music, is that I'm not 100%, you know, this go lang nang go, you know, type of person where I'm strictly confident. I do have, you know, as a human being, I do have those moments of feeling vulnerable, of feeling fragile. And hopefully, you know, through my lyrics, that I'm able to showcase those sides of myself too.
Ayan. Hindi lang ano, hindi ka lang tough girl looking, diba?
Exactly. Are you the type of person that you talk a lot, or you kind of like the quiet type?
Kasi sa nanay ko, I talk too much.
You talk too much. But like when it comes to, because si Jekaz is an ambivert.
I'm an ambivert.
Ambivert.
So,
like, anong meaning ng ambivert?
Yeah, like, you know, I like to party, and I'm the life of the party, actually. I'm the one mopping the floor with my dance.
Yes.
But after that, I want to go home na and be alone.
Not
be with a lot of stimulants and action and people, you know.
I'm the same. I'm an ambivert as well. Yeah. Tumatawa si Jekaz siya kasi din.
Ay, nako. Alam mo ba, this is an... She's really trying to push it, but no one's gonna... We're not gonna give.
No, I'm the type of person, like, I love to talk and smile all the time. I'm always positive.
Yeah, she approaches... hindi na hiya approaches people.
Nahihiya naman, ikaw naman.
Hindi ko sinasabing walang hiya. Yung confident siya, kumbaga.
Yes.
Compared
yes.
sa akin at saka kay Direct JB.
Kami ni
Direct JB, mahihain kami.
Ano ka ba, mahihain? Kasi, di ba, there's some artists that as soon as the camera is on, they're like, wow, very confident. But as soon as the camera is off, they're kind of quiet, very timid. So what about you?
I think before a performance, before a concert, I'm usually the type of person where I'm backstage, but by myself. Like I like to like be laser focused. But I think I can relate to both of you. I think the ambivert.
Yeah.
I love being around people. I love having friends. I love socializing. I love going to events. And that's one of the things I actually realized nung pandemic, is because when everything shut down, I remember telling my husband, at the time, like, oh my gosh, like, I miss my friends. I want to go out. I can't just stay at home. And I think that's one of the moments where I realized that I love to socialize. But I do have those moments too, where you kind of just want to disconnect from everything and have your alone time and peace and quiet.
Exactly. Ako na-realize ko yung pandemic, homebody pala ako.
Sabi ko, ikaw homebody?
Hindi.
Parang impossible.
Yes, I didn't believe you.
Ano ka ba? Yes. Hindi ako lumalabas ng bahay 1 week pag ano. Hindi mo lang alam.
Kasi so,
I work at home pa. You know what?
Yeah, he works from home.
I work at home. There are times when I don't really go down even from my apartment. Alam mo yun?
So, sometimes, kasi Ruby and Jekaz, sometimes that's the downfall of working from home. We work from home since pandemic, and then just 8 months ago, I'm like, I'm done. I mean, I feel like the reason why I feel like sometimes I'm depressed, even though there's no reason for me to be depressed, it's because I realize that I'm not the type of person that I can just be home all the time. Mm. So I just like you, Ruby, I'm like, I want to go out. I want to chit chat. I don't care. Even if I'm wearing pajama, I just want to like chit chat because I feel like I get the energy if there's people that surrounds me. Diba?
Ayan. Ako, meron akong last question kay
Ayan.
Ruby.
Okay, go, J-Cas.
I know we're all young in here, but I know you've experienced a lot in your life already. And now that you're an upcoming artist and actress and all the enchiladas.
Yes, so, everything.
So, I'll make you a pageant queen din ngayon.
With that question.
So, Ruby, get ready.
Yes.
Yes. So, Ruby, when you get a chance to travel back in time and then talk to your younger self, anong sasabihin mo sa kanya?
I would probably tell her, and this might be like even telling myself yesterday, you know, just telling myself to whatever it is that you want to do, go for it. You know, whatever obstacle or hurdle, most of the time, it's just in here. I think especially for me, at the start of my career, a lot of the doubts came from within. It wasn't necessarily, you know, physical roadblocks, but kind of me myself teaching and unlearning a lot of the things that I was taught of, you know, like women are allowed to do that, or Filipinos can never be in this kind of space, and unlearning a lot of those things and reteaching myself that if, as long as you pursue something and you know your heart's in it and you love what you do, at the end of the day, again, that's what matters, is that you're happy with what you're doing. And I definitely want to tell my younger self that she's on the right path and to just keep doing it, because whatever doubts or struggles that you're going through, it's temporary.
Oh, very well said.
Oh, I needed to hear that too. Thank you. Oh my God.
Ang dami namin natutunan talaga. Oh. Sobra. Pero ito, promise ha. Last question na to. Promise. Ayun ako si last
one,
last question.
From Jessie.
Naku-years lang ako ha.
Alam, last ayun, 100 questions.
No. Last question, promise. An hour and a half. I'm just curious, like, is there anything that you haven't done yet? Na, alam mo yun, yung parang, kasi most of us has a checklist on our bucket list, right? So is there anything else that, you know, like you haven't done it and you want to pursue it no matter what happened? By hook or by crook, I'm going to do it. Meron pa ba?
I love that question because I am the type of person who actually, I write a bucket list. And not even just a bucket list, but every year at the beginning of the year, I have goals. I'm not in my home studio right now, but usually I have this list behind me on my studio wall where these are the things that I want to accomplish this year. And I think when I think about my overall career bucket list, I would love to write a book, a poetry book, in the future. I would love to write books. I would love to also write movies, to do screenwriting, and maybe turning some of the music or the concepts into films. Because again, I'm such a big, I think we call that a cinephile. I'm such a big fan of movies as much as I am of music.
Me too.
Really?
Wow.
Oh my, maging director ka pa, girl. Actress.
Director lang nga eh. Diba?
I mean director ng movie. Like, girl, I mean, with your talent and with your being so persistent perseverance mo, I think anything is possible. The whole world is yours, girl. And we will pray and claim it for you because we know you can do it. Maybe one of these days nasa Grammys ka na, no? Oh my God, please ha, pag nandun ka na sa Grammys.
Pansinin mo kami sa red carpet.
Pag nandun ka na sa ano ha, tipong nagte-thank you ka, ganun, baka maalala mo ko. we'll be your number one cheerleader. Grabe. Tsaka, Ruby ha, when you visit naman New York, hopefully like we can meet you in Mafe. And we'll eat food, Filipino food.
Ayan.
There's just a lot of really good food in New York. Yes. Every time I'm in New York, oh my gosh.
Food
I have
Mecca.
Like a food trip.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, parehos. Yeah, kami tatlo. That's what... At least ikaw, you're not gaining weight. Kami ni Direk.
Ay, nako.
Oh my God, ang sarap kumain. But, hey, we only live once, right? YOLO.
Just as long as we're enjoying. Ang sabi nga nila, diba, love yourself whatever size you are right now.
Exactly, right? Yes, yes, yes. So Ruby, last question. Hindi na pala question. Like, for those, can you please give, you know, your 2 cents or a message to everyone, especially to those people, especially the young Filipinos, Filipino-American or not even Filipino-American, kahit sino, for them, like, nangangarap din na, you know, like, they want to be like Ruby Ibarra in the near future. Can you please give them your last message?
For those that are tuned in that are also aspiring artists, I would say don't be like Ruby Ibarra. Be better than Ruby Ibarra. You know, we're very lucky, again, to be in a time right now, especially dito sa States, that, you know, there is a space, there's a platform, there's a want, you know, for more of our stories and our voices to be heard. And I think more than ever, and within our communities, like, we're definitely supporting, you know, one another, and there's a strong sense of bayanihan, you know, especially here for Phil-Ams. And I think if you're an aspiring artist, just be authentically you. Remember why you do what you love to do, and go into the world and share your voice.
Galing.
Thank you.
Very well said. Ang galing. Talagang lalo mo kaming pinahamak.
Pinahamak?
How do you say that? Lalo mo kaming...
Okay na sana eh.
Hanga? Ayun, hanga. Lalo mo kaming pinahanga.
Mas magaling pa si Ruby sa'yo mag-Tagalog.
Ayun, mas magaling. Lalo mo kaming pinahanga.
Pinahanga.
Pinahanga. Ano ba yun? Ewan ko ba? Kung ano yung nasabi ko? Grabe, Ruby. Oh yeah, natin ka nga. Last na. Sige, last na promise to. Since pag nagkakamali ka ba, I mean, of course, we're just human being, right? So whenever you're on stage, like ako, di ba, nagkamali ako, instead na pinahanga, pinahamak ang sinabi ko. So how do you do it? Like, do you always memorize it? And if you made a mistake, so ano ba, do you improvise?
I improvise. I think one of the good things about being in hip-hop and being a rapper is it's one of those genres where improvisation is a big thing. Like, whether, you know, that's freestyle rapping or the battle rapping, you have to always kind of be on your toes and ready to go. You know, if someone says sample, or if you're doing a cipher, you have to always be ready. And I think for me, also remembering, again, like I love music, I love what I do, and remembering that it's okay to fail. You know, this isn't about expression is not about being perfect. I think expression is about, you know, being able to use your voice and to share who you are. And remembering that, I think, is it helps those moments where, you know, I make a mistake or I slip up on stage, where it's like, okay, I have to remember that this is fun. I love what I do, and it's not a big deal. Lahat naman tayo
we make a mistake. Tama,
so,
tama.
Ano, girl, kaya mo mag-freestyle ngayon?
Actually, ako. Sige, kaya
ilang,
ka,
kahit ilang bars lang. Ilang bars
actually,
lang.
Actually, sabi ni Direk, sabi niya, Jess,
tatlong bars lang.
Freestyle naman. Sige na, ano lang, please. Pakiligin mo kaming lahat. Go, girl.
Kaya mo yan.
Sika nga takloban na pinakamakaret, nasisina kapakita ko ginaano ene. Waray ka mo pag-asa, basta ginsama, itbara ni ibara, para baka mamaaram na hiara. No need for introduction, you hear when you know why. Nose dive into an era where the beats are lo-fi. Put my face in the book as my people are profiled. Erased from the books and my people are told lies. Cause let me go fly. Kelly Green, we go high. I mean back in 05, but in you I grow wise. Surprise, we grow thighs, double dose of broke lies. We dove on those sides of losing, hope it goes by. I got Bam to my left and Erica right. Hit it, giving you America like Erica Wright. Try to take my title, never will to inherit the rights. The Globin City's finest. Put me on the 5 list. Color up the lines, cause I color like your iris. Hunger in my eyes is everything that I risk. Kill it with my tongue every time I spit a free. But the work is never done. And believe I'll never leave, cause I'm here. Get your hands in the air. Now the greatest is here. We ain't going nowhere. Shout out to Jesse. Shout out to J-Cast. We're finally here.
Oh!
Grabe, girl!
Wow!
Oh my God!
Galing-galing mo.
I swear, the chills from my lahat tumayo. You are so good. Lalo mo kaming pinahanga. Finally, ayan, tama.
Finally, Ruby, you came up for air. I was like, hindi na siya humihinga. Oh my God.
Amazing! Girl, oh my God, we are so proud of you. And grabe, it's an honor.
What a privilege and honor. Nasama tayo sa rap niya.
Exactly. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. And we hope, like, we'll meet you in person, ha? Promise ah, pag dito kayo ni Mafe,
promise ah. Promise to happen.
Yes,
maraming,
yes.
Maraming salamat. Thank you.
Maraming salamat. Okay, go ahead, JCast. Close our show for this morning. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, mga kaugat, yes. for tuning in and watching our episode for this morning night. Don't forget to share this amongst your families and friends. And yes. Also to please follow our socials over a glass or two in YouTube, Instagram, and also in Facebook. Mga subscribers natin sa TFC, salamat po for watching.
Yes,
also,
Filipino
the streamers
channel.
In I1 TFC and ang mga pasahero, driver at conductor ng Jeepney TV in the whole Philippines. Oh my
yes.
God. Our idol, Ruby Ibarra.
Yes, girl.
Thank you very much for showing us your left brain, your right brain.
Oh
my God, rapping for us. And at masayang kwentuhan at chikahan.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay, mag-ano tayo guys, mag-last toast tayo this
last
morning.
Last toast tayo. Ayan. Okay,
ayan.
Go.
Mga kaugat and Ruby,
yes.
Amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's talk. Let's all talk about it. The glass
over
a glass or two.
Bye. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Ruby. Thank you. Mwah.
We'll be right back.